it together. I try to think about Shakespeare.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We've just learned 9 people have been killed in Fall River, Massachusetts, about 50 miles south of Boston, after a fire broke out in an assisted living facility. Some people yelling out windows for help. Several people were hurt, including 5 firefighters. A famous building destroyed in the Grand Canyon as wildfires moved through there. ABC's Faith Abube.
Firefighters on the ground trying to extinguish the charred remains of buildings. Park officials confirming one of those structures, the Grand Canyon Lodge, a century-old staple, was consumed by the Dragon Bravo fire, which has now burned at least 5,000 acres. 40 miles north, the White Sage fire destroying more than 40,000 acres.
Lightning is believed to be what sparked both of those fires. 2 women shot and killed at a church in Lexington, Kentucky. The gunman later shot and killed by police. President Trump meeting with the NATO Secretary General today, vowing to send more weapons to Ukraine. This is ABC News. 3 Scottish brothers are on a 9,000-mile journey to row a boat across the Pacific Ocean and to raise awareness and money while doing it. Here's ABC's Danny New.
Somewhere in the Pacific Ocean right now, 3 brothers from Scotland are rowing a boat smaller than a school bus. I spoke with Ewan Lachlan and Jamie McLean on day 90 of their trip as they work to break the record for the fastest continuous unsupported row across our planet's largest ocean.
I think our average has been posted to kind of 60 miles a day.
There's a lot of cloud.
Both during their record-breaking journey across the Atlantic Ocean in 2020, and with this newest voyage, the McLean brothers have raised thousands of dollars for clean water projects in Madagascar.
It's Geek Week at Sotheby's Auction House in New York. On the block, a real dinosaur skeleton, a 54-pound chunk of Mars, and an original Apple I computer, the Romkey, believed to be the finest operational Apple I in existence. For the first time ever, Sotheby's also accepting Bitcoin as payment. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Today, July 14th, Ashland County Highway GG between Mellon and Clam Lake is scheduled to be closed. This is so culvert replacement can be done while the crew is working. It is anticipated that the road will be closed from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Motorists must obey all road closed signage and barricades. They exist for your safety and that of the crew working to keep the highway safe for all motorists. Please do not attempt to go around barricades and or equipment and workers. Once again, Ashland County Highway GG between Mellon and Clam Lake is scheduled to be closed today from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Please plan your route accordingly. Friday, July 18th from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., there's a free tour of the Wisconsin Concrete Park. This is your chance to come and learn all about visionary artist Fred Smith, the fascinating history of the Wisconsin Concrete Park, and the ongoing efforts to preserve and improve this unique outdoor art environment. No registration is needed, just stop on by and join the tour. Once again, this is taking place Friday, July 18th from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. over at the Wisconsin Concrete Park in Phillips. Senator Tammy Baldwin encourages people to continue to push back against Medicaid cuts. Lisa Hale has the story.
The budget bill recently signed into law by President Donald Trump included drastic cuts to Medicaid. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, who voted against the bill, said the fight for Medicaid is not over.
It's not the last act that Congress will ever take, and we will have future opportunities to fix some of the problems. But that will only happen if pressure on those who voted for it is such that they are hearing from their constituents that this was a mistake and that Congress needs to repair it.
Baldwin made her comments in Green Bay Saturday as she toured Amplify Bell & Health's ER department. Co-chief clinical officer Dr. Cynthia Lasecki said when people don't have health coverage, they end up using emergency rooms as primary care providers.
Even without health insurance, people will still need care. When they cannot afford it, those costs get shifted to everyone else, driving up the total cost of care. It is a lose-lose for our patients and communities.
Baldwin says about 270,000 Wisconsinites will have their health care terminated as a result of the budget bill, costing Wisconsin hospitals $264 million a year. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And now a look at today's funeral notices.
Paul Andrew Korob, age 75, of Butternut, passed away on Saturday, July 12th, within Butternut. He is survived by his wife, Kathy, of Butternut, six children, Rich Padres of Butternut, Tina Donchey of Kimberly, Mark Padres of Park Falls, Deb Baining of Green Bay, Joy Kaler of Oakdale, Minnesota, and Paul Korob of Los Angeles, California. He is also survived by 15 grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, his siblings, Adam Korob of Phillips, Peter Korob, David Korob, Caroline Cooley of Park Falls, Edward Korob of Story City, Iowa, Jim Korob of Green Bay, Ken Korob of Dawsonville, Georgia, Art Korob of Two Rivers, and Mike Korob of Hayden, Indiana. He is further survived by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A funeral mass will be offered at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls on Thursday, July 17th at 11 a.m. Father Saji Pazukathara will officiate. A visitation will be held at the church on Thursday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. This has been the funeral notice of Paul Andrew Korob, 75.
Dolores Mary Kempf, 99, passed away on July 7th with family by her side, just 40 days short of her 100th birthday. She is survived by her 18 grandchildren, by 34 great-grandchildren, and by 7 great-great-grandchildren. Further survived by her three children, Dolly Rain of Marshfield, by Lenny Kempf of Glidden, and by Tim Kempf of Three Lakes. And further survived by her daughters-in-law. Massive Christian burial to be held at the Most Precious Blood Catholic Church in Glidden. On her 100th birthday, on August 18th, visitation begins at 9:30 a.m. with a mass beginning at 11 a.m. This has been the funeral notice for Dolores Mary Kempf, age 99. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Brewers sweep the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat Washington 8-1 to complete a three-game sweep heading into the All-Star break. But manager Pat Murphy said they weren't playing their best ball.
We weren't on all cylinders by any stretch in the last three games, but we had big innings, and we did what we had to do, and, you know, there were some unique performances, but it's Major League Baseball. Anytime you can win three games, you're lucky in a series, so it wasn't like we walked away with anything.
Right fielder Sal Frelick undergoing an MRI after making Speaking of sliding catch and foul territory, suffering a hamstring injury, last night in the MLB draft, the Brewers selecting 5 new players, 2 infielders, 3 pitchers. The draft continues today. NBA, the Bucks introducing Miles Turner as their new center, picked up in free agency from the Pacers. Turner asked if he's heard from Giannis yet.
Yeah, we texted back just a little bit, you know, but he was on vacation and I was on vacation, so, you know, I know how that go.
That's the Bucks' Miles Turner with Sports on Mike Clemens. Northwoods
weather. It is going to be mostly sunny and a little muggy today. Our high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear. We'll drop down into the mid 60s. Tomorrow, chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Mid to upper 80s with more storms likely tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63. 98
Q Country. If you missed fifth grade graduation because you had jury duty, you might be a redneck. If you think fast food is hitting a deer at 65 miles an hour, you might be a redneck. If somebody tells you you have something in your teeth and you take them out to see what it is, you might be a redneck. If you have a complete set of salad bowls and they all say Cool Whip on the side, you might be a redneck. If you wear a dress that is strapless with a bra that isn't, you might be...
A Yeti full of silver bullets.
You toss me one, bro!
And a belly full of slightly overcooked burgers. That's summer in the country.
98 Q Country.
I've been up to my neck, working 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle and no shoes, no shirt, and no problems, no problems. Wanna towel on a chair in the sand by the sea. Wanna look through my shades and see you there with me. Wanna soak up life for a while and lay back more. No boss, no clock, no stress, no dress code. No shoes, no shirt, no problem. Blues, what blues? Hey, I forgot. Sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle and no shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Babe, let's get packed, tank tops and flip-flops if you got them. But no shoes, no shirt, and no problem. No problems.
I used to come home late, not a minute too soon. Barking like a dog, howling at the moon. You'd be mad as a no-wit hen. up all night wondering where I'd been. I'd fall down and say, come help me, honey. You laughed out loud, I guess you thought it was funny. But I sobered up, I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Now I'm painting the house and I'm mending the fence. I guess I gone and lost all my good sense. Too much work, it's hard for your health. I could have died drinking, now I'm killing myself. And I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. And I'm mowing the grass, and you made me a list, and I'm busting my wheel. All broke down, tail's been dragging. It's a rough old life up here on the wagon. I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Yeah, I sobered up, now I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking.
It's Megan Maroney.
It's my favorite station.
98Q Country.
Hey, whiskey drink. I know it's been a while. Gotta talk to you, gotta catch you up on the hill I'm in right now. Yeah, whiskey drink. Now you won't believe the things I said, the way she left, the way the leaving all went down. It might take all night to get her off my mind. I need you one more time. Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. And tell me that you got my back, that you're in it with me till the bottle's empty, just like you always have. Well, come on, help me out, just get me by. I'd rather be hungover than cold sober, still hung up on goodbye. So come on, whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with. Yeah, smoke out there.
prejudice. I run from pessimists, but I run too late.
Antebellum with Run to You, 98Q Country, or politically correct, I guess, Lady A. We've got temperatures rising to low mid-80s today. It's going to get up to 80 by lunchtime. It's going to warm up here really quick here. And a sunny and dry day today. The rest of the week may have some scattered showers here and there. We're up to 66 already, by the way. And 84 is what they're telling us today, 85 tomorrow. And in general, the week is looking pretty good. If you're vacationing, camping, and you're wanting to do stuff outdoors, today, tomorrow, the hottest of the days, with temperatures approaching 85, we may not see 70 on Wednesday. Chance of some thunderstorms and rain on Wednesday. So that appears to be right now, anyway, the roughest day of the week. Thursday, Friday, warming up into the 70-75 range, probably hanging out in the mid-70s for the coming weekend. But today, tomorrow, hot. If you want to go jump in a lake and do something that involves staying cool, today and tomorrow would be the days. With temperatures, again, close to 85. Boy, I don't know about you, but the Canadian wildfire smoke lingering in the air over the weekend, I don't know if it's psychological or what, but I just kind of feel, I feel like I'm constantly standing around a campfire. The entire weekend is just kind of what I felt. And they always say, you know, they do the air quality thing, and they're just like, well, okay, what do I do? Just like, you stay inside, So that air outside is not going to come inside, huh? All right, it's not going to come. All the windows are open, so is that... Should I? Shouldn't I? The air quality alert kind of goes out, and they're like, good luck. They put a number on it, like a 140. They couldn't just go like 1 to 100. So, I mean, usually when we rate something in America, it's just like, hey, on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, or on a scale of 1 to 100, what do you rate it? No, their scale is like 1 to 140. So anytime the air quality number gets above, I think it was 140, they suggest that you just put your head under the pillow. I don't know what you do. I don't know what you do. It's nice to know. Don't get me wrong. It's good information, but it's like, okay, that's great information, but now what? What should I do? What should I do about that? Those Canadians, they're always up to something, aren't they? We've got a busy week. We got a busy week ahead here, and we have we got some live remotes coming up from Wheelway on Thursday, and we've got the All-Star game coming up tomorrow. Of course, we're not broadcasting that, but Brewer's got a good representation there. The Miz will be there. No controversy with that, but he's there. We'll be live at the customer appreciation event from D&D Tire on Friday. The gray area coming up later this morning. I'm taking a look at the menu. When you sit down to the Gray Area restaurant this morning, a little bit after 8 o'clock, oh, the menu, no prices. There's never any prices on the Gray Area menu, but it's interesting. Interesting. Gray put a couple topics on here. One of them that I think I may also have observed over the last couple of days, which is kind of scary. We'll delve into some just some good non-political nonsense and a little fun. We kick off the week every Monday morning from 8 to 9 with a delve into the gray area. Hodag, did you, you made it? All right, if you can hear me, obviously you're conscious anyway. Hope everybody behaved themselves. A lot of people like to go over to Hodag for a day or the whole weekend. Certainly was, early Saturday was a little rainy, but once that stuff moved out on Saturday, turned out to be a really nice event weather-wise. Certainly was warm enough, that's for sure. Neil McCoy made his annual appearance, the king of Hodag. He was there on Thursday, so hope you guys had a good time with that. A few things to take in this weekend. Festival Ironwood going on up to our north. It's only about an hour from Park Falls up there, and you got activities going on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, even a few things on Sunday. So that's something for you to think about this weekend. Lumberjack World Championships going on in Hayward this weekend. If you're into that stuff, you can go on over there for a day or so. Price County Antique Association, their antique and tractor expo and car show. Saturday, Sunday, we'll have some folks in to talk a little bit about that coming up on Reality Radio on Wednesday. The annual, very popular, Northwoods Community Credit Union Golf Classic, benefiting the Shawamigan Parent Teacher Organization. That's going on Saturday. Big G and the boys will be out there. The odds of us winning it have dropped a lot. I'm not sure what happened. We were the favorites. We were the favorites on DraftKings when all the teams were listed. And I don't know what happened, but we dropped to like 7th or 8th now. Might be a good bet, huh? Big G and the boys for the NCCU Golf Classic on Saturday. All right. 85 today. Going to be a little bit warm. Boy, the infestation of mosquitoes in the rural parts. And the critters, the bears are doing some interesting stuff here. We've got a bear and a couple of cubs that are still lingering in the city of Park Falls. And I'm sure some of you folks lingering out in Lugerville in winter, you have your bear stories also. But the bear has been spotted several different locations in the city. There's a lot of deer. What do you think about if I was to put a number on deer within the city limits? Let's go Park Falls and Phillips, very comparable towns. I think there's a few more in Park Falls than Phillips, probably, because of the lake there in Phillips. I don't know. Let's go Park Falls, first of all. Over, under on the number of deer within the city limits of Park Falls right now, if you were to drone it. I'm going to go Now, this is just a city limit. So you're going like Super 1, you're going just east of 182, just north, and then just a little bit west, although that little bit west part might be where they all are. I'm going to go 43. 43 deer. Some of you are laughing at that. You're like, 43, Joel. I got that in my garage right now. Phillips, I'm going to go a little bit less just because of the lake. I'm going to go like 24 in the city of Phillips. Those might be really low numbers. But we definitely have a lot of deer lingering in the city. They figured it out, right? They know, well, they know they're not supposed to be shot within the city limits. The gray area, we got some pretty interesting stuff coming up a little bit after 8 o'clock as we delve into a Monday here. Hope it's a good week for you on this 14th of July. Are we officially into the dog days of summer yet? I was thinking to myself this morning what exactly that phrase means. The dog days of summer. And I was thinking, well, maybe it means when everything else is kind of done. You know, Little League kind of ends mid-July. There's no football yet. So I was thinking maybe these are the days when we just hang out with the dog. I remember those days at home, nothing to do. The dog laying over there, you play a little fetch. So the dog days of summer, I'm not sure if we're technically there yet. It refers to the hottest and the most humid period of the summer, typically in July and August. So I guess maybe so. All right, I'll say we're in the dog days of summer. All right, it's a good time to just lay around, you and the dog, doing your dog things. We've got twice an hour news and sports. Let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We've just learned 9 people have been killed in Fall River, Massachusetts, about 50 miles south of Boston, after a fire broke out in an assisted living facility. Some people yelling out windows for help. Several people were hurt, including 5 firefighters. A famous building destroyed in the Grand Canyon as wildfires moved through there. ABC's Faith Abube.
Firefighters on the ground trying to extinguish the charred remains of buildings. Park officials confirming one of those structures, the Grand Canyon Lodge, a century-old staple, was consumed by the Dragon Bravo fire, which has now burned at least 5,000 acres. 40 miles north, the White Sage fire destroying more than 40,000 acres.
Lightning is believed to be what sparked both of those fires. 2 women shot and killed at a church in Lexington, Kentucky. The gunman later shot and killed by police. President Trump meeting with the NATO Secretary General today, vowing to send more weapons to Ukraine. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Catkins Animal Rescue, right here in Park Falls, has some answers on how to go about surrendering a pet, reporting found strays, reclaiming a found pet, reporting neglect, and other issues in that same vein. Such as, I found a stray cat or a dog, or have a stray hanging around my place and I'm within Price County. Now what do I do? Just remember, all Price County strays should be referred to the Price County Humane Officer or Price County Sheriff's Office before contacting Catkins. You can do so by calling 715-339-3011 and reporting where you found the animal and where the animal can be picked up by a deputy, officer, or the humane officer. Please note, if you find a stray outside of Price County, you will need to contact the law enforcement of the county the animal is located at. Another question is, what if a found stray is my pet? How do I reclaim it? You can call or text Catkins at 715-762-0122 or message them through their Facebook page, Catkins Animal Rescue, to make an appointment to reclaim your pet. Appointments must be made during available hours, and they are unable to meet you after hours to reclaim your pet. They will ask for proof of ownership, and this can be vet records, photos, etc., as well as a photo ID of the owner. They also require proof of rabies vaccination for all pets. These 2 questions are only one of a few that are part of a full FAQ Catkins has posted on their Facebook page, Catkins Animal Rescue Incorporated. Please be sure to hop online and check it out to get all the answers you might need. Once again, this FAQ can be found on Facebook under Catkins Animal Rescue Incorporated. Wednesday, July 30th from 3:30 to 4:30, it's History Walk with Blaze over in Mercer. You're invited to join Library Assistant Blaze as he takes you through where things used to be. Walks will begin at the Historic Depot, and once again, this is taking place Wednesday, July 30th from 3:30 to 4:30 over at the Historic Depot in Mercer. Tuition will rise for students in the universities of Wisconsin system. Savannah Tomey-Olson has the details.
The system is dealing with cuts from the National Institutes of Health, the biggest public funder of research in the world, plus cuts from the Trump administration and a small increase in the state budget. But as UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin says, the budget also includes hiring limits.
This legislation poses quite significant challenge for us. We would become a potential poaching ground quickly, and we would be unable to recruit in some of the very high needs areas that we all view as a priority.
UW System President Jay Rothman says UW is still the most affordable public university system in the Midwest. Even then, Wisconsin ranks 44th in the nation for state higher education funding.
This was a difficult recommendation for me to make as well, because we're trying to balance understanding that the state supports one-fifth of our budget, about 20%. There was a time that it supported close to 44% of our budget. And as that funding has gone down for reasons that, you know, notwithstanding the increase that we got this time, that's simply the fact. And tuition has become a bigger portion of our revenue.
This is the third year in a row that students within the UW system will see a tuition increase. It'll begin in the fall. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomey-Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers sweep the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat Washington 8-1 to complete a three-game sweep heading into the All-Star break. But manager Pat Murphy said they weren't playing their best ball.
We weren't on all cylinders by any stretch in the last three games, but we had big innings, and we did what we had to do. And, you know, there were some unique performances, but it's Major League Baseball. Anytime you can win three games, you're lucky in a series. So it wasn't like we walked away with anything.
Right fielder Sal Frelick undergoing an MRI after making a sliding catch in foul territory, suffering a hamstring injury. Last night in the MLB draft, the Brewers selecting five new players, two infielders, three pitchers. The draft continues today. NBA, the Bucks introducing Miles Turner as their new center, picked up in free agency from the Pacers. Turner asked if he's heard from Giannis yet.
Yeah, we texted back just a little bit, you know, but he was on vacation and I was on vacation, so, you know, I know how that goes.
That's the Bucks' Miles Turner with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Big G here, and I'm coming to you live from the patio, one of my favorite places to eat, Coop's Pizza Parlor in Hayward, Wisconsin. I'm diving into the all-you-can-eat pizza and salad bar lunch buffet, and man, what a spread! Between Coop's Family Pizza varieties and the stacked salad bar, trust me, you won't leave hungry. And the price, holy cow, under $11? Excuse me, I'm headed up for round three. Coop's Pizza, Hayward's first choice of family recipe pizza, also available in frozen varieties.
From concerts in the park to local markets and summer festivals, the heart of Phillips beats strong thanks to the people and businesses who care. At the Phillips Area Chamber of Commerce, we're proud to support local events, connect businesses, and bring our community together. Want to know what's next? Visit PhillipsWisconsin.net, follow us on Facebook, or just stop in and become a member today. Together we make Phillips a great place to live, work, and visit. And hey, don't forget to tell Steve Precor you heard this ad.
Lynn Stunkel, owner and complete rain gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
It is going to be mostly sunny and a little muggy today. Our high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear. We'll drop down into the mid 60s. Tomorrow, chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Mid to upper 80s with more storms likely tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
98Q Country.
Excuse me, ma'am, can you help me?
I need to place an egg with you today.
Oh man,
tomorrow may be too late. I'd like to have it started right away.
What's that? No, this is personal.
I'm not buying or selling anything.
Yes, ma'am.
I know just what to say. I wrote it down. This is how it should read. Wanted one good-hearted woman to forgive imperfection in the man that she loved. Wanted just one chance tell her how much he still loves her. He can't be sorry enough.
What's that?
No, it's all I want to say. I just hope these few lines will get to her.
Yes, ma'am.
She means everything. I hope she comes back when she reads these words. Wanted one good-hearted woman to forgive imperfection in the man that she loves. Just one chance to tell her how much he still loves her. He can't be sorry enough. One
day. 98Q Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
On at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
I've had a large mouth bass bust my line. A couple beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off. Politicians lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand to count the things I can count on. No, there ain't much man that ain't ever let me down. She left town. If I didn't know then, I sure know now. But long neck eyes come beer never broke my heart. Like diamond rings and football teams have torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just dawned on me that bars in this guitar. And long
oh,
Cause long neck eyes cold beer never broke my heart. Like diamond rings and football teams have torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just don't know me. The bars in this guitar. And long
AQ Country.
Friday night and the moon is high. I'm wide awake just watching you sleep. And I promise you, you're gonna have more than just the things that you need.
Urban there at 98Q Country as we delve into the All-Star break here for baseball. Football still a little ways away. I was looking at SportsCenter this morning on the monitor, in the Palacios 98Q studios here in Park Falls, and they had a listing of the NFL putting out, I don't know who put it out, according to NFL executives, coaches, and scouts, this is the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. Do you think Jordan Love is in there? The top 10? Mm-hmm. Well, Patrick Mahomes also obviously will be in there. Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels, Matthew Stafford, Justin Herbert, Jared Goff, Jalen Hurts, Baker Mayfield. No Jordan Love in the top 10. No love from the executives for Jordan Love and the Packers. See how that goes this season. I don't know about you, but my yard is being inundated by critters. I live right here in Park Falls. We had an oriole. It was a baby oriole, but it could fly. We've had no oriole. We have had no sightings on my property of orioles all summer. We have no sightings. We don't see them very much. Beautiful birds, though. And all of a sudden yesterday, the little baby oriole decided it was going to fly into our porch. It's an outdoor porch, but into the porch where there's a ceiling, and sit on the string of lights that we have up there, you know, little party lights, whatever you want to call them, and just sat there. Just sat there. My wife was literally like 2 feet from it. Just looked at it and doing what birds do. They drop, you know, dropping things from, you know, down there, and just kept going. And it wouldn't leave. It wouldn't leave. And then I know it could fly, and finally it did. I don't know if it was waiting for mama or what happened, but we had not seen an oriole again in our yard or anywhere in our property for a long time, maybe years. And all of a sudden, here shows up baby oriole. Never saw the mama. We got baby bunnies bopping around. Big. Are the bunnies bigger this year than they were? I don't know, because of all the vegetation, maybe, and because it's been a pretty good growing season. I got a bunny in my yard that I back up a step. I'm just like, well, I've seen Monty Python. I've seen the ending of the Monty Python and the Holy Grail, so I'm going to be a little bit cautious. You got bunny rabbits bopping around our yard with a couple little baby bunnies. They found a place in one of our little storage sheds to have the bunnies, so they're bopping around. Not eating anything, though. My wife does a pretty good job of putting the stink spray on the plants. She's very good at that. If it was me at my house, every plant we have that was edible by a creature would be eaten. My wife she's right on that. It rains, and she's out there, and it's a good job. Animals don't like her. Got a couple chipmunks hanging around. Got the robins doing their nesting thing. They've settled down just a little bit. It has been a wonderful year to observe Mother Nature and see them do their thing with plenty of rain we've had. It's certainly, the word drought has not come up at all this summer, and I don't think it's going to. We're going to get a little more rain, it looks like, this week. We'll update you on the forecast, delve into the gray area. We'll get Mr. Gunderson in here to carry the old guy through the 8 o'clock hour, so we'll delve into the gray menu coming up in just a little bit.
It's the country you want.
Carrie Underwood.
This is Eric Church.
All day, every day.
98Q Country.
Katie's sitting on her old front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat-up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young, and man, she just don't care. She'd She's in love with the boy.
slip something on the head. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and then she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Her daddy's waiting up till 12:30 when they come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper.
Circles, it ain't my